Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? As a CEO, president, or business owner, what do you thrive on? What makes you excited about your business when you wake up in the morning? Are you a detailed person? Do you like numbers? Are you a person who enjoys sales? Are you a person who likes getting their hands right in the work and just getting something done and feeling accomplished? Whatever it is that makes you excited about your business, I think that's incredible. I think that's your strong point. But you have to consider, am I in business or do I have a job? If I have a job, then what I'm going to do is I'm going to focus on what I thrive on. Doesn't make sense, doesn't it? You enjoy doing it. Why would you not want to do it? But if you have a business, even though you may thrive on sales, you still have customer service, you still have accounting, you still have the actual work that needs to be done. And what you need to consider is you need to consider building an organization. What do I do well? And how am I going to surround myself with people who do well what I do not do well? Maybe you're not the best salesperson in the world, but you really understand how to run a business. So what you need to do is you need to bring in salespeople who will absolutely bring you the work, the sales, the contracts. Maybe you don't like accounting. Most business people don't. You need to have someone who's doing bookkeeping in your office. Whatever it is that you are not good at or you don't like to do, you need to surround yourself with those people. If you don't, you won't have a business. You will have a job. And what is a business? A business is where the CEO sits at his desk, plans strategy, makes it happen, occasionally goes out on a sales call, may go out in the field, does take a customer complaint, but has a team of people who will help you, the CEO, president, or business owner, make a profit. You can't really make a great profit by yourself. You have to have a team of people. And the team of people are a group of people who really fit into the piece of the puzzle. Think about it in any business, any particular business you want to think about. I don't care if it's farming. I don't care if it's an auto dealer. I don't care if it's a manufacturing plant. Let's take the manufacturing plant. The CEO of the company doesn't run down on the floor and actually manufacture the product. CEO probably does do sales, but doesn't do all of the sales, doesn't do the bookkeeping, doesn't do the payroll. Do you see what I mean? You have to absolutely build the structure. And if you build the structure of your company, you will prosper. If you don't build the structure, you will have a job. You will be frustrated. You will be tired all the time. And all you'll be doing is running from place to place, from task to task, just trying to survive. So, this is where the strategy comes down. This is where the thinking comes down. This is where the business plan comes down. How do you put together the team, and how do you afford the team that you need to be more successful? In the first couple of years of business, don't even expect to make a profit. All the money's plowed back into the business. And even if you are very successful and have been in business for a long period of time, you still have to find your weak spots, and you still have to put money into hiring the right people to do the job, which will make the company stronger. This is Howard Lewinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.